Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Sarah Kosnis. I'm with Home Street Bank.
And this is Reba Hass, and I'm with Team Reba.
And with us today, we have Gregory Marks with Right Now Today. Welcome back, Gregory.
Hey.
Yeah. We're so glad you're here.
So you've got quite a few different projects going. Mm-hmm. The one that you know we were very intrigued with is your film Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
And but tell us what kind of got you to this point. You mentioned earlier you were basically living on the streets for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was only on the streets for a short amount of time, but my addiction was a 20-year addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get clean until I was 35.
Wow.
Yeah. And as we were talking during the
break. And you're how old now?
What?
If you don't mind me asking.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Is this thing on?
No, I'm kidding. I think he's...
Oh, my God. Love that.
36.
My sound
37.
Went out.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
No, I'm almost half of 100.
There you go. All right. All right.
Almost half of 100. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Welcome
I'm
to the
close
club.
To being almost half of 100. So there you go. I'll be using that for a while.
Yeah.
You could say 35, A, B, C, D, E, F, just kind of keep going like
sure.
that. So, yeah.
Sure.
Throw a math equation in there. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So, I was mentioning before the break that you and I met at this teacher, excellence awards thing. And when we were introduced, it was really kind of like this anti-bullying mm-hmm. campaign, right?
Yes.
So the film is
mm-hmm.
part of that, mm-hmm. right? Like you have kind of a number of things really kind of
yes.
around this, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And part of it comes from your own personal experience, which is where Eric's going with the question.
Absolutely.
Can you give us kind of a full view of this and how you create, like why you created it?
Okay.
And then the path that led to it.
Okay. So, like I said earlier, when I started mm-hmm. Right Now Today, it's helping people to reach their goals and realize their inner value.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that we as human beings, I don't care what color you are, what sex, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're still people and we still have yep. brains, so we're capable of doing much more than we think we can do.
Absolutely.
It's all about perception.
Yep.
So when I thought of all of this, I wanted to be able to impact the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to impact high school and college students, and I also wanted to
okay.
be able to impact adults and administrative people in the school. So,
did you see that part of what was holding people back was the impact of bullying, that people didn't reach their full potential because something was holding them back, and sometimes that was the people around them? Or,
well, I feel like that by the situations that they're in, getting mm-hmm. bullied, there's no one telling these kids their value.
Right.
Which it kind of help. I want to help them create their value, their principles,
okay.
their morals, their standards, what they tolerate
right.
in life.
What regardless
they're
of what's going
exactly.
on around them. Okay.
So, for instance, when I first decided to become an actor, you think your friends mm-hmm. got your back, right? So I tell my friends, hey, I think I'm going to start acting. And then I'm like, okay, Greg. First of all, you're fat. I'm like, thank you very much. I already know that.
Yeah.
And as African American.
You have seen famous fat actors, have you not? John Goodman comes
right,
to mind.
Right. And then they say, well, as African American in Seattle, you're not going to get that much work. I'm like, that's fine if you believe that. But I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up on a couple of television shows and did some modeling when I was much smaller.
Yeah.
But I had that inner value.
Right.
I knew where I wanted to go. I knew what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't let other people discourage me
right.
from what I wanted to do. And I continue to do that today.
Yeah.
So if I can have an example such as Jonah the movie, because in mm-hmm. the movie, even though he's picked on, he doesn't allow himself to become a victim.
Got it.
I want these mm-hmm. kids to stop allowing themselves to become a victim.
Okay.
Just because somebody says something about you doesn't make it so.
True.
Okay?
Absolutely.
As
mm-hmm.
I just stated
right.
with
Absolutely.
Me. So,
right.
But you believe in that and you buy into that, and the media says you should look like this and you have to have these clothes or you're
mm-hmm.
not cool. And if you don't have that skateboard or this video game or
right.
whatever
mm-hmm.
it is, it's making you, it's making it appear that you are less than.
Yes.
When you're not.
And that's one of the.
Well, unfortunately for small kids and even, well, I suppose teenagers as well, when something like that hits them, it can really feel catastrophic, and it's hard to take a longer term view that, hey, this is going to get better,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they can make some really poor decisions, because they've sort of been thrown down that rabbit hole. So
yeah, and sometimes they get put into poor situations,
yeah.
mm-hmm. because they either don't know that they can opt out of that, or that they might get help you know, they get lost. Mm-hmm. That's really, pass. I think, the thing that starts happening is people start getting lost. And, you know, as I mentioned off air, but I'll be happy to say on air, part of why Vicky introducing us the anti-bullying message to me was key because I was bullied. Mm-hmm. And so I just had my 30th high school reunion and I did not go. I haven't been to any of my high school reunions because I refuse to go because I don't want to see some of the people that I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. And we even talked about this about my name. You know, I go by Rebecca, I go by Reba, but never call me Becky. And the reason that is true is because that was the name I was called by when I went through years and years of really difficult harassment. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just harassment, it was actual physical abuse by people. And I refuse to be called that. My family, it took a very long time for my family to get it, mm-hmm. that name was painful to me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when Vicky introduced us, I was like, you know what? I'm totally 100% behind your message because I went through suicidal thoughts at one time in my life. I went through very difficult things and was like that. And the one thing I'll tell you that turned it around, I almost died twice when I was 20, mm-hmm. once from a medical issue and once from a strange car accident. And fighting to stay alive proved to me that I was just unhappy. It wasn't that I didn't see value in myself. It wasn't, you know, it was just I was so unhappy in the circumstance and how people around me had begun to treat me because they began to believe some of these things mm-hmm. that people had said that I you know, that's one of the reasons I moved here because sometimes you have to get away from the negative, you know, aspect. And that's, you know, that was the whole thing is I knew my narrative was different. I knew who I was. I knew what I wanted to be. Just like right. you said, I had mm-hmm. identified who I knew I would be as a person, and I made that move. And I will say that, you know, it did help that I had a couple of people who were willing to help me at that time, not realizing the major impact they would have. But it was the best thing that could have happened.
Right. See, and that's one of the things that I'm glad you mentioned that. When I was homeless, I used to go to 7-Eleven, and I would take a styrofoam cup and put ketchup in it and half with salt and pepper and warm it up in the microwave just so I
could like eat. Tomato soup.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Surviving. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't for that guy, I will always remember that guy doing that. And there was a kind of a language barrier. He was Indian. And this is like mm-hmm. way back before mm-hmm. a lot more education came in and everything.
Right.
So he could see my heart and how I felt. And he knew that I just needed just a couple packages of ketchup. He didn't care.
Yeah.
But I'll always remember that.
Yeah.
But
it's a simple like kindness that, can make such a difference.
Yeah, it's people like that that will give you that extra day or will mm-hmm. give you that extra encouragement. And that's what I'm trying to build with these kids is mm-hmm. for them to know that there's another day.
Yes.
You get through this day and the next day should become easier.
Yeah.
Once you use this system to build your values, because I'm really mm-hmm. stuck on that, building your inner value, because I still have to do it. The film that I just made it was hard. You know, you're working with a couple hundred people, and basically I was the director, the producer, and the writer. But
that's
still
a lot of hats.
Yeah. So I, you know, finding these locations, Stadium High School, mm-hmm. Port of Tacoma, we're shooting on three different cameras in the air, underwater. Yeah. So there was a lot to it.
Okay.
And I didn't know, I don't know that much about it. I know enough to have got it done, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I also try to teach kids about that. My last movie, Shift Paradigm, that's what I talk to college kids about is creating their inner value, creating synergy around themselves, mm-hmm. setting their goals, beginning with the end in mind.
Right.
Seek first to understand, then to be understood. These types of things.
Exactly.
So that you can grow as a person and build that around you, and pretty soon you have everybody helping you achieve one goal.
Right, you'll mm-hmm. shift. There's the title of your book, then, Shift Paradigm, because you're really going to flip that completely around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
excellent.
So, okay, so you have that prior film, Jonah, mm-hmm. which is out.
It's not out yet.
It's not out. Okay, so when is it coming out?
Well, actually, we're going to play it Friday at Faircrest Park outside.
Oh,
because
because
we shot the full scene there.
So it's this Friday?
Yes.
What time?
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Yeah,
at Faircrest,
Washington.
And Faircrest Park. So Faircrest just down Tacoma way, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So like an outdoor.
Yes.
Outdoor park.
Yes.
Movie in the park then.
Yes.
Awesome. What? Now, that's going to be when?
This Friday.
6 p.m. on Friday.
6 p.m. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay.
And then we're doing a big
one.
And
is that just an open event? Do you have to? Okay. So that's open to the public.
Bring your blankets, sit on the grass, watch on the big screen under the stars.
Bring some snacks.
Yep. They have stuff too.
Oh, okay. They'll have stuff available. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Fantastic. Fine. We like that. Okay. So the film is about to come out. This is great timing then. I don't think when we booked you, I didn't know that the timing would be so fantastic.
Well, we're on a really fast track. I had a large team of people, and these guys were literally staying in the studio and sleeping in the studio. And
that's Jason
Daniel, Ben Slavens, those guys, they just really dedicated to it. 16, 14, 13s. I mean, I was literally bringing them food out, bringing them coffee out. They did not leave the studio.
I need an assistant like that.
No kidding. Me too.
Actually, my assistants have been pretty cool. They've been working their little tushies off. But that's awesome that you had. Obviously, people believe in the cause and the message that you're trying to put out there, and that's fantastic. So you got that coming out. But you also said that you took the same film, and in December, you will be releasing it as a children's book. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a couple of differences, though, because you said that these are set up for kind of age appropriate.
Yes.
Right? So what's the age appropriate for the Faircrest Park showing?
That one is up to the discretion of the families.
Okay.
Because that film is made for high school, kind of middle schoolish. It's not made for little kids.
Okay, so that's probably good for us to put out there as a little bit of a disclaimer.
But there's nothing crazy in the movie or anything like that.
Okay, so if a whole family came and they had children of all ages, it would probably be okay because it's in a group setting. Okay. All right, and then the children's book, which will be of the same name, correct?
Yes.
Jonas. And for anyone who's looking at this, J-O-E-N-A-H. And the children's book's coming in December, but that's more for elementary?
Yes. I actually read it at Campbell Hill.
Okay.
Andy's class. Excellent. I don't know if you remember Andy. She won the award.
Yes.
Read it in her class like the next week.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's one of the Renton teachers. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said that there were some differences on these, and I don't know if it's cool with you for us to go in through some of the differences and whatnot, but I know we're going to have to come up on a break here in a minute. But again, folks, if you want to learn more about Gregory Marks and what he's doing, go to rightnowtoday.org. And do you also have any other sites you would want them to go to? I know you mentioned a couple more.
Twitter, at Jonah, J-O-E-N-A-H.
Okay.
At Greg_Marks on Twitter.
Okay, and that has your Right Now Today tag. Okay. All right, we're going to be right back with more with Gregory Marks.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.